Hello and welcome to the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. I'm Emily and today's podcast is Buy Less, Borrow Instead. Here in Scotland, we keep on buying. We're part of 20% of the world's population that consume 80% of the world's resources. But we don't have to keep buying things. We could borrow instead. And here in Edinburgh, we're lucky that we have libraries, so we can borrow our books. And we also have the City Car Club, so you can even share and borrow cars. But there's a lot more going on. It's a rainy day in Leith, and I am going to be investigating some of the lending libraries. I'm outside South Leith Baptist Church, and I'm about to go in and meet Caroline and Elizabeth, who are the organisers of the toy library in there. It's called Castle Bank Kids.
Well, what we do is we've got catalogues with all the toys that we're hiring, all in the catalogues, and people can come and they can have a coffee and you know, they're drinking toast and things like that, and the kids can play while they're there. The parents look through the catalogues with their children and decide what toys they want, and then once they've chosen what toy they'd like to borrow, one of us, when the staff would go into the cupboard and get the toy out for them, and they can keep it for a week, say up to 3 weeks, and then they borrow it, and it costs them 20 pence, 40 p or 60 pence to borrow the toys, but there's most of them are just 20 pence.
Let's tell the lady, what's your favourite toy? What do you like playing with?
Elephant.
Elephant?
Elephant.
Oh, elephant. What's elephant? Can you tell her what elephant does?
It has a pretty trunk and it has to catch butterflies.
You put lots of butterflies in this trunk and then it blows them out and you catch them with your net.
Wow, that sounds brilliant.
We just got it out for the second time, haven't we? We missed it when we left it back in.
Yeah, what do you like best about coming here?
Singing.
Yeah. And how do you make sure the toys are clean? You know, if they come back from babies or...
Yeah, what happens when they come back every week, they register through the computer to say that they're brought back, and then they go through to another room where we've got people through there who wash all the toys with disinfectant wipes and things, and they're cleaned before they go back into the cupboard, so they're never re-lent out until they've all been cleaned and disinfected and sorted through to make sure that there's no pieces missing or that there's nothing broken.
And again, part of our recycling ethos as well was when we were setting up the toy library was we made lots of bags out of old sheets around of quilt covers and things to store the toys in, so they go home in these bags with the idea of trying to keep everything together, and then they come back in and they're stored in the cupboard in these bags that we made as well.
And is it all volunteers?
Yes.
Yeah. They're all members of South Leith Baptist Church. That's we all started off through there, so we're all members of the church here that come. And we have ourselves here, and we have, like, my dad sometimes helps, and he's 83, he'll wash some toys. So there's a right mixture of people who come to help. There's about six of us who come regularly, and then some other people who just come, you know, when they can and help out. So, yeah, it's a good mixture of people that come. Yeah.
And the church also has a cafe on a Thursday as well, so a lot of our parents get day to the toy library and then go to the cafe as well and meet with our friends through there too.
So. Yeah. It's very social, time we have, yeah.
It's good that it's like a playgroup as well as borrowing toys. Like, both of those things are really good, that you come here and play and there's a song time, and the people, you know, the volunteers, the staff and volunteers are really, yeah, very welcoming and very generous as well, provide a cup of tea and toast and snacks and things. But the singing time is really good. James loves that. And, yeah, friendly people to just chat to. And it's a nice light hall. And, yeah, borrowing toys is great because we get the chance to try out different things. We just borrowed a toy microwave today, haven't we, James? Been waiting for it to come back for weeks.
I'm with Ali Tibbett, founder and member of Greener Leith. Ali, you've set up an online lending circle. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, well, the Greener Leith Lending Circle is actually managed by another web... project called Ecomodo, which is a social enterprise from down south, and they run online lending circles for hundreds of people across the country, and all we've done is taken their idea and linked their website to our website at the moment, and there are currently about 14 people signed up, and there's a handful of stuff there. There's a fish tank you can borrow, there's a drill you can borrow, there's a heater you can borrow, there's all sorts of household stuff. And the principle behind it is really that we all have stuff in our house that we don't use very often, whether that's domestic tools or whether it's electrical equipment or whatever, gardening stuff. And the theory is really that there's no need for everybody in every household in every street to buy a stepladder. In principle, we could probably get by with having one stepladder and just sharing it. And the theory is, and so it goes, if you like, that if only there was a way for people to easily share stuff, then we wouldn't have to buy so many things, and consequently we would throw so much stuff away. So that's how it fits in with the zero waste idea. And one of the things that we really liked about Ecomodo compared to other services which are out there, because other services are available, and of course we could have just tried to set it up ourselves, is that just locally and independently, one of the things that we like about Ecomodo is that they already have an insurance policy in place, and they've set up the PayPal thing as well, which means that if people want to lend something that's actually quite valuable, I don't think they go as far as cars, but certainly in principle you could lend your stereo, your prized stereo, to somebody if you wanted to, put it on the website. You can actually set a deposit or a sort of fee and register it for insurance, and the people borrowing it have to pay a small nominal fee for the insurance, towards the insurance, and you can actually sort of charge a higher fee as well on the website. And it's up to you whether you receive the higher fee, so you can actually make money, for, if you like, from lending your stuff, hiring out your stuff, or you can donate that to a charity of your choice. And obviously the motivation in some sense behind Green Elite setting one up is that we do hope that people might use the lending circle and donate some of their nominal higher fees to Green Elite. So in a way it's a fundraising thing too for us. That's not our primary motivation though, really.
And if I wanted to borrow the fish tank, what would I do?
Yeah, I don't know why you might want to borrow a fish tank. It's one of the stranger objects which have been posted there. But for temporary fish, but you would basically, if you go to the Green Elite website, you'll see on the right, in the right hand column, there is a little set of links which say available to borrow, and if you click on any of those links, it'll just take you straight through to the Ecomodo website and the Green Elite lending circle, as it's called. So you join a local lending circle, and you basically register on that site, and either you can put your possessions up for lending to other people, or you can have a look at what's there and try borrowing stuff instead of buying it. So next time anybody wants to hang a picture or needs some oil, somebody's got some teak oil that they've put on, there's a socket set on there. So, you know, there's various bits and pieces. And it may be worthwhile thinking, well, maybe I could get it off the Leith Lending Circle instead of going to Homebase or Sainsbury's and buying one new for my house.
Do you have to go to someone's house to collect the item?
Well, ultimately, you've got to figure out a way of making the exchange. So, you've got to meet somebody somewhere to exchange possessions.
You could meet in a cafe.
Yeah, you could meet in a cafe or a bar. I think the website brokers that arrangement.
I'm with Anna, who owns the Swedish bars in Leith, so that's Boda, Victoria's, Joseph Pierce's and Sophie's. We're here in Sophie's now. Tell me more about your book swapping.
Yes, we have books both in Sophie's and in Pierce's, Joseph Pierce's, where basically people come in with the books they have read, and then you can swap with the ones in the bookshelf. And it really works, you know. You don't meet the people that you swap with, but you just bring them in and see, you know, if you find a book that you like, you take it with you home, read it, and bring it back.
And I hear there's also a DVD swap.
Yeah, we just started with a DVD swap up in Pierce's every Monday night. And basically what we're going to do, we're going to ask everyone to bring in the DVDs that they've seen and they not necessarily want to see again. And then we're going to have them in the bookshelf as well and get people to kind of come and talk about the film and which one they liked, and yeah, just basically swap. I think it's a good idea.
Good luck with your borrowing, and please do let us know how you get on. You can follow this podcast series by logging on to greenerleith.com.
veggieworks.org/zero waste. These podcasts are funded by VegWare, ChangeWorks and the City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grants.